Hello, beautiful people. I'm Bonnie Gillespie, and welcome to a special vocab edition of The Work. I am such a fan of dispassionate labeling. I love it. It's a game changer. We use dispassionate labeling a lot in getting gear for the next tier. And the reason I'm so passionate about dispassionate labeling in this trajectory and this ride to the next tier is because I find it really makes the difference between people who are wallowing in a certain place in their career and not able to get out of that mud, and those who are ready to shed some of the extra that they've been carrying around and freely move up to the next tier, and quite rapidly, in fact. And it's got to be both. It can't just be labeling things, identifying what something is. It also has to have that dispassionate element. And the dispassionate element, it just means judgment-free. It means that we don't label ourselves as at a certain tier and then be mad that's where we are all these years later. We don't label ourselves as non-union or in a minor market and then be mad at ourselves for not having joined the union or for not having made the move to LA, if that's what our goals include. The dispassionate labeling gets us really clear on where we are and where we're headed. And then the route between those two places gets much easier because it's not cluttered up with a lot of judgment or attachment to any of the words that have been used. So see if there are ways in your life that you can get into some dispassionate labeling, and watch how empowering that is. As always, thank you for joining me for another episode of The Work. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe at iTunes. And of course, everything you might need to enjoy your self-management for actors journey is available at BonnieGillespie.com. Till next time, stay ninja. Mwah.